face a lot of challenges, but within the challenges, we can derive comfort from God. We can know that God, the one who understands what happens here, is able to give us peace. And my message this morning, I want to read from Psalms 46. I want to read from Psalms 46 and verse 10. The Bible reads that in all our struggles of life, we can be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of Most High God, Father, we come before you this morning just as we are. People are desperate and need your strengthening in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, it's not by mighty or by power that I stand here, Jehovah God, to speak the oracles of God. But it's because of you, Jehovah God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the one who died 2,000 years ago on the cross, the one who gave birth to me and to your children before me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that, Jehovah God, may you be increased as I be decreased this morning. Father, may your Holy Spirit come down this morning and touch each one of us, Jehovah God, that as we listen to your word, we will be receptive and you will search our hearts, Jehovah God, and put things right, my Father, where we have come short of your glory. Father, I want to thank you for your people. May you bless them, great deal, King of glory. May you touch each and every one of us, King of glory, that we may find one thing, Jehovah God, that will bring us closer to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you, that may you bless your word, King of glory, that it may come forth like two-edged sword, Father, to penetrate through, my Father, and bring out, my Father, who we are before you and what you expect us to be. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I bless you. Amen. I want to thank also the oversight, the leadership, the pastor, and the elders of this assembly. We are in the last days. And whether we like it or not, God will be coming soon. We are in the last days where even what we have seen behind me, to some, it doesn't mean anything. But believe you me, you can be born in Australia and I'm born in Africa. Your experiences of life are all the same. We all go through difficult times. We all go through challenges. You know, it may not be the issue of survival, but it may be an issue of the heart. Your heart is not right with God. And your expectations are so high that you want to see the glory of God shine upon you. To some, it's an issue of spiritual matters. And to others, like in Africa, it's an issue of physical matters to satisfy this body. And sometimes it's to satisfy the one who lives in me. You know, many times I wonder, I look at my Christian life, is there anything that somebody can look at me and give glory and honor to God? Is there anything that I do or I say in my walk of life on this earth that can touch a life and somebody will say, I want to be like her? And when I search my life and I see that truly there is nothing that somebody can desire about my life. And I ask God, God, please touch me. Make me your vessel. Make me the way you want me to be. Not what I want to be, but how you want me to be. How I can reflect your life. How I can walk your life on this earth. And this is a matter of the heart sometimes. When you think about who you are and how you are failing your God, that you are not projecting what God is intended, then you feel short of the glory of God. And you say, what am I doing here? Many people may think I'm touching lives by touching these children, but I'm very far away from the presence of God. You know, I was telling my brother Ray, when I came in, I met one couple who has been a pastor in an assembly for over 25 years. Here in Australia, he was a pastor in an Anglican church. And he opened, I don't know what made him to open up to me. And he said, you know, Mary, you should pray for my children. I wasted my time standing before people, even preaching, and I was very far away from God. I didn't know who God was. And now I'll be going alone to heaven and leaving my children behind. I almost cried. He said, I've got three children, grown-ups, and they are atheists. And they are saying, we don't believe in God. That's what the fool says. I don't believe in God. And here are the parents who brought up the children in the church. And the end result, the children have gone astray. What a shame. So if we are seated here this morning, we should search our hearts and look at what the purpose of God in our lives. This morning we are seated in the church. Are we accompanying our friends? Or are we here to be used of God and be an example to the world? And these are the challenges I'm talking about, the challenges that matters in the heart, not outward appearance, the heart. You know, sometimes your children, as I've given an example, your children are not in line with the word of God. You are a teacher of the Bible, you are a parent, you are a Christian, and you are being grieved to see your children, your grandchildren, even the members of the assembly, some of them, they are not walking well before the Lord. Maybe at your workplace, you find that you are trying to impart so much and people are not willing to do what you expect them to do. What do you do? These are challenges. That is a difficult moment when you think about it. In your own capacity, you can't handle it. There are people in the Bible who went through what we are going through today. But thank God that God gave us an opportunity to look at their lives and make amends. You know, when you read about certain people, how they went a wrong way, and today we are reading about them, then you realize you can make a difference. When I think about my life, I've got one biological daughter. She lives in the States with three children. But I'm looking after the four children that one of them have adopted, the three of them have fostered. And I worry every day, how are these children going to become? What are they learning from me as a parent? Are they going to be better than me as a Christian? Are they going to impact this world and make a difference and bring out Christ? Because then Christ died for no purpose. If I do not impact my life in the lives of these children, so that they may see that Jesus came to save the lost. Now, as a parent, if they have nothing to emulate from me, then it means that my salvation is in vain. Because my salvation is not a reflection of what Christ wants to see in my life. So, dear brethren, there's one thing we can do so that we can stand out and people can see that truly we are what we are, the children of the Most High God. We can read from John chapter 7. We can read from John chapter 7 and verse 38. Or we can start from verse 37. On the last day, that's the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." My ending of the story is, "Be still and know that I am God. And if anyone is thirsty in your trials, in your struggles of life, you can go back to the fountain of God in the stillness of life." You know, Psalms chapter 1, I think verse 1 up to 3, talks about this tree which is planted by the river and drawing strength and nourishment from the tree. And this tree is getting nourishment from the water. That's what God wants us to be. You know, when we are so unexpected, when we are short of the word, when the life is overwhelming, we should go back to the fountain of God. We go to the basics. What is lacking in my life? Is it prayer? Is it worship? Is it fasting? Because when I cannot fast, when I cannot pray, when I cannot worship God, I need to be still. Evaluate my life. Look at my Christian life. What is lacking in me that is not standing out? And Jesus tells us here, "Are you thirsty? Maybe go back even the day when you got saved. Maybe you've never been saved in your life. Maybe you've been living a religious life. Just because everyone goes to church or Ray comes to church, let me go to church because of him is my encouragement. Or maybe because I wanted to give a picture to my children that I go to church, I'm a Christian, but you have nothing to give. Because, you know, you can't give what you don't have. You must have something in you so that you can give and share to another person. You are giving to the children because in a small way you have that to give. But if you don't have Christ in your life is meaningless. You are empty. So be still at that particular moment and seek God. Am I your child? Am I truly born again? Do I have you in my life? Am I able to share you with another person who do not have you? And when you realize that you have nothing, God says, "Come to me. You are thirsty. You are empty. You are nothing. I can fill you up. I can give the desires of your heart. That which you wanted to receive from me, it's only me who can give you. It's not even in doing good works. It's not even being in attendance in the church. But it's by opening your heart so that I can touch you and feel you. By just saying, here I am. Take me just as I am and fill me up. We will go through life's challenges. But if we are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is in us because Christ lives in us, we will be able to champion the cause of salvation. We will go out. We will go out and share Christ to other people. You know, sometimes we are even ashamed, especially in your state, in the Western countries. You are scared to share, even when you are seated on the bus, you are scared to share the gospel to another person. Why are you scared? No, maybe you say, I'm bothering on his peace. But in Africa, I'll open up my mouth with anybody I meet on the street, on the bus, on the plane. I'll say, hey, please, can I share something with you? I have Jesus in me. Do you know about Jesus? Because that's what I have. And I cherish it so much. And I know that if what I have, another person can have it, this will change the world. You know, Christians, it pains me. We are diminishing instead of growing. We are shrinking. And the world is taking over. And we fail now to heed the command of Jesus Christ, who said, go you therefore and preach the gospel to all nations. But we have become full. We just want to keep that what we have. And maybe we don't have it. But it's my prayer this morning, brethren, that in our struggles, in our limitations, may we seek him who can feed us with his strength and joy that we can share with other people. Because, you know, if the Holy Spirit is not in you, you are defeated already before you could even open your mouth. But when the Holy Spirit is in you, he will prompt you to speak out. You will be able to speak. You will be able to share. But if the Holy Spirit is lacking in your life, Christ is not in you, you cannot give what you don't have. I've written something which I would like to share with you. When the going gets tough and you are weary in life struggles, find strength in the Lord. When our hearts are broken and weary, drink from the fountain of the living water. When your spirit dim and feel like God is not there for you, just know that his grace is sufficient. But when we are still and filled with his spirit, then we will reach out to others and touch lives. It is important to be always filled, because you can only give that which you have. So let us return to the basics of life, the basics of salvation, at the point when we surrendered our lives to Christ and draw strength from him. When you face difficult challenges, as I said earlier on, it can be a ministry, in your marriages, amongst your children, at work, even in the congregation, remember the Lord walked the similar path. And he promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. In Isaiah 43 verse 2, he says, when you pass through the waters, he will be with you. And it doesn't matter what struggles you are going through this morning. Jesus is there to hold his hands and walk with you. Do not look to the fool who says there is no God. You will meet such people along the way. They will discourage you. They would want to discourage you, to take away that which you have. Because the devil is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. If it would be possible, he can even take away the elect from the kingdom of God. Because his time is limited. I want to assure you, brethren, that Jesus is always there to give us the fountain of water to strengthen us. In Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18, we are encouraged to take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand him, the devil, in the times of need. Free him and he will flee from you. Remember, people will only be attracted to you when you shine the light of Christ in your life. Hebrews 4 verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Finally, brethren, Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do all things in love. But when you face challenges of life, dealing with the matters of the heart, be still and know that God is good. Thank you so much.